We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Bite, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Falcons Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. This is the Falcons Nest Coaches Show, presented by Wood County Hospital, the official hospital of Bowling Green Athletics. Also brought to you by Falcon Outfitters, everything from I to Ziggy. Farmers and Merchants State Bank, your bank for life. Perrysburg Auto Mall. If your vehicle doesn't say Perrysburg Auto Mall on the back, you pay too much. Medical Mutual, official health insurer of the Falcons and you. MedMutual.com. Bigby Coffee. It isn't Bigby without BG. Also by Frickers, the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. Thayer Family Dealerships, 5 great franchises, 1 great dealership, and by The Hubbard Company, 1 call, 1 source, 1 solution. Live from Frickers in Bowling Green, this is the Falcons Nest Coaches Show. Here is your host, Todd Walker.
And we are back at Frickers for another edition of the Falcons Nest Coaches Show on the Falcon Sports Radio Network, talking BGSU football, also men's basketball and women's soccer. So it's a full show here tonight. A couple of housekeeping notes before we move on. We will not be here next week, as we'll have men's basketball in action next Monday night. So our next coaches show here at Frickers will be 2 weeks from today with Coach Leffler and Coach Huger. And we will lay out some more of the future dates here as we continue tonight. Speaking of Coach Leffler, let's welcome Scott Leffler here to Frickers to talk BG football.
Hey, Todd, how are you?
Doing very well. And your team coming off an impressive 35-6 victory over Akron this past Saturday at Dwight Perry Stadium. And I think the first thing to talk about is this was a game that, quote-unquote, you were supposed to win, whether you pay attention to point spreads or any of that. These were two teams in a rebuild. You were the home team. It was thought that this was a game you could win. And you guys came out focused like that. It wasn't like, oh, we're better or we can maybe not be as sharp as we need to be in other games. I think that says a lot about the preparation of your team. You came out and you were on point.
Yeah, there's no question about it. We made an emphasis all week long that the seniors were going to walk out of Deut on a Saturday afternoon winners. I thought the seniors did a great job leading this week, and I thought the underclassmen poured their hearts out to make sure that our seniors went out winners for their last Saturday afternoon game in the Deut. So it was a great game. I thought the defense played out exceptional. Offensively, I thought the positives were that whenever we had opportunities on the short end of the field, we were able to score touchdowns, which was great. The negatives were I didn't think special teams-wise we played very well. And then I thought offensively we had some missed opportunities and we didn't run the football as consistent as we wished. But we got a win. We scored in the red zone. Our third down efficiency was great. We stopped them on third down, so there was some positives, but it wasn't exactly what we wanted.
Well, certainly there were some very strong positives, and you said you were disappointed overall in the run game, and early on the offense sputtered a little bit. Of course, you had to maneuver the offensive line again as Caleb Bright couldn't go, so Sam Neveroff back from injury moves from a guard spot to a tackle. Did it take a little while for the O-line to sort of figure it out on the fly in a game situation together that way?
Yeah, Akron did a great job with movement. They were a big pressure team in this game, and we didn't adjust to it as fast as we wished. We figured it out, you know, right after the first quarter and started playing better. But yes, Caleb, we would love to have Caleb back at tackle so we can move Sam back inside. It's just we've been dealing with the bumps and bruises on the offensive line for sure.
No question about that. And with that in mind, you are coming up on a sort of a off week. You have, 11 days between games, something like that. We'll talk about your plans for this off week here coming up. But more about the Akron game. You did get a bit of a shot in the arm in the rush game with the return of Andrew Clare. Now, he didn't have any breakaway runs or anything, but you could tell that it gave the offense a little bit of a jolt just to have that presence there, that threat of the big play that he brings.
It did. Andrew's been dealing with a foot injury for the entire season. He was really sore after this game, but he did some things that were productive. And we're going to evaluate and see where he's at with this foot deal and see what we need to do and the next steps that we need to do to try to get him healthy on a more consistent basis. But it was great to have him back in the fold. He's one of our leaders. He's a great kid, great player, and we love seeing him out there running around. And he made a few guys miss that one touchdown play on the 4-yard line when we ran the toss. I still don't have a clue how he got in the end zone, but he's nifty. He's got great vision, and he found a way to get in the end zone.
Indeed, he did. Andrew Clare with that 4-yard run. That capped off a 35-6 Bowling Green victory. And your first scoring drive also featured a huge third down conversion. You mentioned how good you were on third down. You were 10 of 21 on the day. It was Austin Doris, the graduate transfer tight end from Indiana, caught a pass, was about 2 yards short of the first down with two guys on him, and he broke those tackles to get that first down, and then he hit Q for the big play to set up a touchdown. But that play by Austin sort of got lost in the wash. That was a huge play.
It was. They ran a zone pressure. They started out the game zone pressuring almost every single down. Third down, they were almost 100% zone pressuring us at will. And Austin was able to find the fat of the zone. I thought Grant made a great read, threw the ball. He put his foot in the ground, knifed it, was able to get the first down, and then we came back and we hit Q on the big rail route off of play action down the sideline. So that was, just like you said, Todd, that was a huge point in the game of obtaining that first down to keep the drive alive.
And we talked about your defense playing so very well. They held Akron to 100 yards of total offense, and most of that came on the very first drive where they had some good success, moved it about 50 yards and got a field goal. But thereafter, you held them in check almost every possession to a three and out or a turnover. What was the key for the defense, and what did they sort of get figured out after that first possession?
Well, I thought at all positions they played really well. Our young secondary played well. The linebackers played well. The defense was able to put pressure on the quarterback. And if you really look at our success on defense, when we're able to pressure the passer, good things happen to us. And we were able to pressure the passer, force him to make some erratic throws, get some interceptions, flip the field, give the offense a short scoring area, and that's what occurred. And if you really looked at them, Akron overall, that's what they've been doing. They've been turning the ball over on the short end of the field, and offensively we were just waiting for those opportunities, and the defense was able to create them, and we were able to have short scoring opportunities. So that's pretty much was our game plan, was just play really good defense, be smart with the football, don't turn the football over, wait for them to make a mistake, and then find a way to score after obtaining a short field.
And, you know, there are many games where your offense has had a better statistical day, only 276 yards, but the opportunistic nature of what they did, the complementary nature of the way the game played out. What was the key to the success in the red zone in this game as you saw it, as compared to maybe some other games where you haven't been as good down close?
Yeah, we were able to run the football, which was huge. We were able to make our plays in the run game down there, which again created the jump pass. They played the run 100%. We were able to make the jump ball. We missed a scoring opportunity down there, which we would love to have back. The one where we threw the ball down the middle to Q. It was slightly behind Q. We missed a corner chop, a corner blitz. Our running back was supposed to pick him up, and if he would have picked him up, we would have walked in the end zone for an easy score. But right when the corner hit Grant, caused the erratic throw, and so that was the one area that we were disappointed, because that was a perfect call, perfect situation. We got a two-fire, and that's what you want to run versus a two-fire, and we were disappointed we weren't able to score on that drive.
Again, it maybe is a bit simplistic, but you look at two touchdowns in particular in the red zone and down close, both of those were Andrew Clare. And again, his shiftiness, his nimbleness, I think, was the key to that, and that's just something that comes natural to him, right?
He's got a niche. There's no doubt about it. He has the ability to make a guy miss. He's got great vision, great feet. And I just wish he was healthy all year long. I really liked how his training camp went. And then he just wasn't able to stay healthy all year long.
Well, you continued to augment the rushing load with Bryson Denley. I mean, you had two guys with 20-plus carries. That is a rarity unto itself, but Bryson continues to handle a heavy load, despite the fact that he doesn't appear to be built for it. This kid's got a degree of toughness about him, obviously.
He really does, and that's not what he's built for. He's built for the 12 to 14 carries a game, and you know, as soon as we get our depth right, that's what he'll be. We want to get him involved in the pass game much more, because we think he has the ability to catch the football and advance it. But we're just so thin at running back right now that we're having to put a lot on his plate right now, and he's handling it like a champ. It's just, when you weigh 170 pounds, it's pretty hard to run the football 20-some-odd times like he did. It's really not fair to him.
Well, Bryson will be one of the people most enjoying the off Saturday coming up before the Miami game, which is a week from Wednesday. We'll talk with Coach about that and more BGSU football when we come back to Frickers on the Falcons Nest Coaches Show on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield, IMG College.
This football season, if you're looking for the best seats in the house, there's only one place to find them. Kick off your day and score big at Edgemont GMC, Perrysburg Auto Mall, and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green. Our Hall of Fame roster includes new Buick GMCs, Volkswagens, and Volvos, all backed with a low price guarantee. We'll beat the advertised price or give you 200% of the difference. We're going on offense and passing the savings along to you. Perrysburg Auto Mall and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green, the ultimate championship team. Stop in or shop online at perrysburgautomall.com.
Frickers, the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, is ready to serve you lunch, dinner, and late night. Frickers is the home of everyday values. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday, it's all about that steak. And Thursday, Frickers frickin' chicken chunks rule the day. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. And the kitchen is open late night to serve you for everyday values. And the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, it's Frickers.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Football Edition. This is how you say, game tonight. Bring Bud Light. Fantasy fees are due. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light, crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. Falcon Outfitters is BGSU's official campus store. We are the place to find all of your BGSU gear and more. Show your Falcon pride with a wide variety of apparel and novelty items. We have supplies for classes and Zigabyte to cover your technology needs. From application to graduation, Falcon Outfitters is here to help with all of your student needs. Save 20% off regularly priced apparel purchases every Friday through spring semester, in-store or online with promo code Falcon Friday. Shop online at falconoutfitter.com, where we have everything from I to Ziggy.
Cancer is scary. That's why Wood County Hospital eases your fears with warm, supportive care and personal treatment from a trusted team of specialists. The hospital's Maurer Family Cancer Care Center offers the most advanced radiation therapy, including respiratory gating that actually targets your tumor as you breathe, all to give you the very best chance of a cure. Learn more at woodcountyhospital.org/cancer. Depend on us.
For over 100 years, ironworkers have been building America. Do you have what it takes to be an ironworker? Do you like to work with your hands? Do you like to be creative and solve problems? Do you like to be outdoors and don't mind getting dirty? With starting pay of $18 an hour and with medical and retirement benefits, there are ironworker jobs available in Northwest Ohio. To take your career to new heights, call the Ironworkers Local 55 Training Center at 419-382-3080. And build a better future.
Best pizza, New York style.
Nah, deep dish.
No way, a white pie and wash it down with a Coke.
No, Neapolitan.
Detroit style.
It's gotta be chewy.
No, extra crispy.
With extra red sauce.
I love cheese pizza.
And a Coke.
Pineapple.
Who puts a pineapple on their pizza?
Oh, fresh mozzarella.
I want cheese on the pizza and in the crust.
Fork and knife.
Come on.
You'll get folded.
Pizza goes best with a Coke.
I like my pizza with a Coke.
My pizza goes with a Coke.
An ice cold Coke.
Pizza, served with a Coke.
This football season, if you're looking for the best seats in the house, there's only one place to find them. Kick off your day and score big at Edgemont GMC, Perrysburg Auto Mall, and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green. Our Hall of Fame roster includes new Buick GMCs, Volkswagens, and Volvos, all backed with a low price guarantee. We'll beat the advertised price or give you 200% of the difference. We're going on offense and passing the savings along to you. Perrysburg Auto Mall and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green, the ultimate championship team. Stop in or shop online at perrysburgautomall.com.
Welcome back into the Falcons Nest Coaches Show, coming to you from Frickers in Bowling Green on the Falcon Sports Radio Network. BGSU football will be off this Saturday, and then they head into Maction midweek games with Miami a week from Wednesday, then the following Tuesday at or home for Ohio, and then at Buffalo. Head coach Scott Leffler is with us to talk BG football. And coach, this midweek thing really throws some people off when they first come to Bowling Green or the Mid-American Conference, but you have worked in the Atlantic Coast Conference and had some experience with midweek games, so it's maybe not as foreign to you as others might, but it's a definite adjustment, isn't it?
There's no question about it. The difference is that when you're in the ACC or the NFL, I had a Thursday night game before. There's only one. Now there's three. So it's a very interesting – it really doesn't affect the player, I don't think, that much, and the coach. You just don't know what day it is. I mean, completely, you have no idea. You think a Tuesday is a Friday night. It's because you do the same things regardless what day you play. But so that part of it's going to be different. But we've got a good plan for it. I think the Miami game comes at a great time. Our kids need some downtime. We gave them off Sunday and today. Tomorrow will be a very similar to what we do on a Monday, and then Wednesday will be like a Tuesday, and Thursday will be like a Wednesday. They'll have Friday off, and then we start game week.
Is it, do you think, more beneficial for the team mentally or physically to get the extra time off, or are those things inexorably intertwined together?
All the above. I think we're a beat-up team that doesn't have a lot of depth, so being able to get a break and get some mental downtime along with physical, I think, is huge for these guys right now.
Speaking of that, as you head into the downtime, does it also benefit your team because you get more time to game plan, or will you not try to shove more game plan into their brains because you have the extra days? What are your thoughts there?
No, we'll go into Wednesday's practice and Thursday's practice, very similar to like we would a game week. We'll install the Miami of Ohio game plan in those 2 days. On Thursday afternoon, our coaches then will put Miami to bed for a little bit and start OU, actually, just because we're going to literally get off of a bus at 4 o'clock in the morning on, I believe it's Thursday morning, and that would be a Monday to us as coaches. So we'll literally walk right off the bus right into the meeting rooms and start what we would for OU.
Yeah, because the Ohio game will have 1 day less in between than you normally would as you go from Wednesday to Tuesday. And as you head into this extra time, Coach, you look at what your defense did on Saturday in that 35-6 win over Akron. You talked about some of your young defensive backs. Davin Wilson had his first career interception in that game, and he's a guy that we've seen the last couple of weeks. We've talked about other guys that making their debut, but man, spectacular debut for him over the last couple of weeks. So what do you see in him long-term, the ceiling with Wilson?
Yeah, he's a young guy that is learning on the fly, and he's very similar to Hudson. They're young guys that are out there for the first time, but they did a good job. Both of them are doing a good job. Hud was a little banged up this week, but Wilson was able to get his first career interception, which was neat. And he'll just keep getting better with time. He needs to get bigger, stronger. He needs the off season like you wouldn't believe to get bigger and stronger, but he'll get there for sure.
Now, his interception, he undercut that route, and a lot of times that can come through film study or just the quick trigger ability to react in real time. As you look at how he got that interception, what was the contributing factor there?
Well, it was a great defensive call, and just like I said to you, Todd, when we're doing a good job of disrupting and getting into the face of the quarterback, we've got a chance to do some good things in the back end, and that's what happened. It was a great defensive call. We had a free runner at the quarterback. He undercut the route and was able to get a big-time interception, so it was a positive. There was a lot of people involved in that interception besides just Dav.
Well, even though you've got some extra time to prepare, and maybe you aren't quite as fully immersed in Miami as you might normally be, let's talk a little bit about your next opponent a week from Wednesday. If you look at the stat sheet, it would say they lean on their defense to win the three MAC games that they have so far in four outings. So what do you see with the Redhawks?
Yeah, defensively, I think they're very good, very physical, very aggressive. Their whole mentality is to make sure the run game is stopped. They had a rebuild about 3 years ago. They're finally hitting their peak, in my opinion. They've recruited well. They're really, really tough. I think they've done a good job with the defensive side of the ball. I just began watching the offensive side, so I really don't have a thorough opinion about them yet. But defensively, I've watched every single cut-up, every single game, and they're aggressive, tough, fundamentally sound football team on the defensive end.
You know, a lot of those things you just said also were said about Akron's defense. They were pretty aggressive. I thought up front they were very good. So maybe some comparisons there to the way you were able to perform against Akron?
Well, if you look at the total defense, Akron's number four in the Mid-American Conference on defense. I thought they were defensively way beyond where the offense was, and that's why we kind of had a very conservative game plan. We knew the only way that we could lose the Akron game was turning the football over, and we knew that Akron would turn the ball over. So what we did is we were very smart on our end of the field, played field position, punted, pinned them down, defense gets a turnover, we score. And that was basically the mindset all week long of how we were going to win the game. So we knew, though, that if we turned the ball over on our end of the field, that would be the only way that we wouldn't come out victorious. So it all worked out, and the defense played great.
Coach Mason Lawler was named the Special Teams Player of the Week earlier today for the Mid-American Conference East Division, and I want to congratulate Mason. And it was a bit of a strange day for the BGSU kicker who handles the kickoffs for you. It looked like, at least to us, he placed the kicks really where you would want them, but he ended up making too many tackles, which is not preferred. What exactly was the issue there?
There's a positive and a negative about him being the Eastern player, special teams player. He kicked really well. He's been kicking really well, but we had coverage errors. Thank goodness that they work on tackling at the kicker position, because he saved three. He made three big-time tackles that saved huge plays, and he's a tough guy from St. Ed's, and we work on tackling with the kickers, and he did a good job, and he's a big, strong guy. You know, he's 6'4", 215-pound kid, and he did a great job getting the defender on the ground, or getting the offensive player on the ground, which was great.
Well, I'm sure the kick coverage team will enjoy the longer week that you have here to get ready for Miami, and we certainly hope that that will be improved. But overall, Akron game, a rousing success and a chance to get some rest here, Coach. Again, no show here next week, so we'll see you here in 2 weeks.
Have fun there, Todd. Enjoy the basketball game, and go Falcons.
Thank you. Head Coach Scott Leffler with us here at Frickers. We'll be back with more talking BGSU women's soccer and men's basketball yet tonight on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Hi, I'm Mark Remus, broker with AA Green Realty. Since 1976, homeowners throughout Bowling Green and all of Wood County have placed their trust in AA Green Realty when buying, selling, or building their homes. Customer loyalty, aggressive marketing, and expert personnel continue to be the cornerstones of our success. Stop by our office at 1045 North Main Street in Bowling Green, or visit our website at aagreen.com to find out why AA Green Realty has quietly become the area's real estate leader.
Falcon Outfitters is BGSU's official campus store. We are the place to find all of your BGSU gear and more. Show your Falcon pride with a wide variety of apparel and novelty items. We have supplies for classes and Zigabyte to cover your technology needs. From application to graduation, Falcon Outfitters is here to help with all of your student needs. Save 20% off regularly priced apparel purchases every Friday through spring semester, in-store or online with promo code Falcon Friday. Shop online at falconoutfitter.com, where we have everything from I to Ziggy.
BioTest Plasma Center is searching for superheroes who donate plasma at BioTest Plasma Center in Bowling Green. Becoming a superhero is much easier than you might expect. Giving plasma, earning extra cash, and helping save lives at 1616 East Wooster Street in Bowling Green. Call 419-819-3068 or visit BioTestPlasma.com to schedule an appointment. Become a superhero and save lives and improve the lives of others.
At Jets, we don't just do it right, we do it better. Like dough and sauce made fresh daily, hand-cut vegetables, and all-natural premium mozzarella cheese. It makes us better. Get the Ziggy Special, a four-corner pizza with premium mozzarella and one topping for just $4.99. It takes more work, but we think our pizza speaks for itself. Jets. Better, because it has to be.
Life is short. Eat better pizza. Let's get Jets.
Your local electrical contractors from NECA and the professional electricians at IBEW Local 8 want to thank Bowling Green State University for trusting them to perform so much of their electrical work at the university. We appreciate that we have such a world-class university here in our region, helping to make this a better community to live and work. For all your electrical needs, please visit AskNECA.com or call 866-ASK-NECA. We're your local professional electrical contractors. Go Falcons!
For over 100 years, iron workers have been building America. Do you have what it takes to be an iron worker? Do you like to work with your hands? Do you like to be creative and solve problems? Do you like to be outdoors and don't mind getting dirty? With starting pay of $18 an hour and with medical and retirement benefits, there are iron worker jobs available in Northwest Ohio. To take your career to new heights, call the Iron Workers Local 55 Training Center at 419-382-3080. And build a better future.
At Farmers and Merchants State Bank, it's always about you and us. You want to remodel or travel? F&M has a home equity line of credit. Now for a limited time, get a 3.5% intro APR for the first 6 months with no closing costs, with variable APRs after the intro period ranging from 5.5 to 8.375%. Learn more at fm.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS number 407535. Call 800-451-7843 for details.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
Sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to syncmygame.com from Learfield IMG College.
Syncmygame.com?
Syncmygame.com.
Welcome back into Frickers. It is the Falcons Nest Coaches Show on the Falcon Sports Radio Network. BGSU football will be off this Saturday, transitioning into midweek football. 1 week from Wednesday, they'll visit the Miami Redhawks. And with that in mind, we have the confluence of seasons here. So I want to lay out the Coaches Show map for you over the next several weeks. Next week, no Coaches Show. The men's basketball team will be in action playing Jacksonville on this night next week. Then we'll be back on November 18th, Coach Leffler and Coach Huger. Then no show on November 25th, again because of basketball. And then December 2nd, we go into full hoops mode with Coach Huger and Coach Frelich. So that lays out the next month or so on the Coaches Show here from Frickers. Big doings with BGSU women's soccer as they are hosting the Mid-American Conference semifinals and finals this weekend. And the coach of the top seed is here. Let's welcome in BGSU women's soccer coach Matt Fannin joining us here at Frickers. Well, that's a rousing round of applause, huh?
It's just my mom and dad on the front row making the noise.
We appreciate them stopping by. And you guys are the top seed as well. You didn't just win a tournament game and get to host. You were really, you've been the marked team all year long, haven't you? You kind of been had the target on your back?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, when you come into this season, we'd expect to get everyone's best game. So all season, we've been really under the cosh with every team, you know, playing us really well, and we've had to be up for it. It's funny, the last time I was here, we'd just been on the road. We just lost to West Virginia, and I was saying that I thought we were going to do okay, and since then, we've played 12 and won 11 of them, so I guess it's been okay, yeah.
It's been real good, and you guys wrapped up the MAC regular season title beating Toledo, so that was a doubly fun day. And then you take it on into the MAC tournament, and the other day a win, actually yesterday afternoon, 4-1 over Central Michigan. Clearly in the second half, you got something figured out as you saved all your scoring for the second half. Was there a big adjustment, or was it an attitude adjustment?
I think neither, to be honest with you. It was a game where we knew Central were going to come in and sit in, try and frustrate us, try and get underneath the ball, try and stop us from doing what we wanted to do. And they did a really good job of that in the first half. And what I'd said to the women at halftime was that what we've done is move them around a lot. We haven't been able to penetrate and get a goal, but we'd move them around so much we knew they were going to tire. We knew that as long as we stuck to our game plan, things would go well. We changed a couple of little things, and obviously it paid dividends, but overall, we just kind of wore them down in the first half to the point where we were able to, you know, get the first goal. And once we got the first goal, I think they were in a place where they knew that they were just desperate to stop us from doing that. And then their heads went when we got that first goal, and suddenly, you know, we were really able to dominate the game.
Playing from ahead, certainly the better place to be, and you guys pressed the issue and went on to really blow that game open. Want to revisit a point you made earlier about when you were here at Frickers earlier in the season, and the team, the non-conference schedule is pretty challenging. Clearly, it got you ready for the MAC, or at least in hindsight, it would appear so. As you look back now, that's the case.
Well, if I remember correctly, that was a question you asked me. Is this preseason schedule going to get you ready? And my answer was, I hope so. I'll tell you in November. So it's now November. We've obviously got a semi-final coming up. Hopefully, we've got at least a couple more decent results in us. But yeah, I think it's so difficult to predict, but we were put in difficult, challenging situations against really highly ranked teams that we know come from Power 5 conferences that are going to make our lives difficult. And obviously, playing through those situations, once we got into the MAC, I think just those experiences really made our women ready for the big moments.
So as you look at your team now heading into the MAC semifinals, and if you could sort of give us your self-scout or a grade on each unit of your team, where do you think is the real core strength? And I guess just evaluate all three, if you will, your offensive attack, your defense, your goaltending, just sort of break it down, this team's strengths.
To be honest with you, I think it's the overall team chemistry. I think it's all three working together. I think we've been really dominant in midfield. We do a really good job aerially of winning those physical battles. You know, on Sunday Central, one of the really key areas we'd focused on was winning the aerial battle. Central are really, really good at that, and we did a great job in those areas, and we're going to have to keep doing well in those areas to you know, keep winning. Defensively, it's been really difficult from the standpoint that our returning defensive player of the year tore ACL in the Toledo game, so we're playing without her. Fortunately, the replacement is Lena Kova, who was the captain of the Austrian under-19 team, so pretty good replacement to be able to bring in and when you've got international experience. So we feel pretty confident still there, but it is a blow. We've just been defending so well. And then obviously we've scored 7 goals in the past 2 games and been doing really well up top as well. Like I said, though, I think it's top to bottom of our squad. It's easy when you're winning games for things to go well and talk about all the good things. But like we talked about, you know, earlier in the season, we weren't always getting the results. We're getting good performances, but it's difficult against the real top teams. And what's really helped us is everybody on the squad every day has come in and given everything they've got. And I think it really makes a difference when you know you've got a squad of 28, but always anywhere from 3 to 6 or 7 of those are injured, and they just bring really good you know, attitudes every day. Then you've got the 4 or 5 players that, of course, really don't play much at all season, but they come and give everything and make everybody better. I think they're the key elements that nobody ever really thinks about when you're winning that have just made such a difference for our team.
Well, you are the defending champions. That's a huge advantage. How much of an advantage was it to get that one seed and secure the home field now as you will be hosting this weekend?
Yeah, of course. I mean, anytime you're not going on the road, it helps keep you in a rhythm and keeps you off the bus, which, you know, is never fun. I think being the regular season champion always is going to give you that bit of extra confidence, and knowing that the Buffalo, who we play on Friday, and indeed the other two teams in the other semi-final, we've beaten all those teams already. So we know that we already have a bit of a mental break on all three of them. But we really haven't spent a second looking at Sunday yet. We're worried about Friday. We want to make sure we get a good performance in that semifinal and give us the chance to win.
Well, let's talk about that then. You will be playing Buffalo, as you mentioned, on Friday. That's a 4 o'clock start at Cochran Field. What's your scout on this Buffalo unit that comes in?
Yeah, honestly, the weather's going to be a factor. It's going to be cold. So that'll probably make Buffalo feel a bit more at home. But realistically, they're a really good team, really well coached. When they were here last time, I think, you know, I spoke to their coach, and he always felt that they weren't quite as tough as they needed to be. And over the past few weeks, they've had some really good results and clearly toughened up a lot. They ended up being obviously the 4 seed, so they've done really well in the past stretch, and they're a team that's on the up. So we know we're going to have to be ready for them. Since I've been here, we've beaten Buffalo every time we've played them. And hopefully we've got, you know, one more this season where we can beat them. And I think that they have some really talented players in areas of the field that are going to make our lives difficult. So I do feel that if we come out with our best performance, you know, obviously we're the number 1 seed, so we would be the favorites if we show up and play. But soccer's the kind of sport where it doesn't matter how much of the ball you have. It doesn't matter, you know, how good you think you are. One deflected cross can be the difference in the game, and hopefully nothing bad happens, but I think we feel pretty good about ourselves, so we're okay there.
Now, in their last 26 matches against MAC foes, BG is 23-2-1. That's since the start of the 2018 season, so you got to like their chances. Again, Friday at 4, and then the championship match, not that we're looking ahead for you, but for those who are planning, Coach, what's the Sunday schedule? Do we have that yet?
Yeah, so the game will be at 1 p.m.
1 o'clock.
On Cochrane again. Whether or not we're in it, it will be here at BG. Obviously, hopefully it is us. And hopefully we get a big crowd. I think we had the biggest crowd we've ever had last year for the final. So if we can obviously get a big crowd on Friday for the semi, and if we are fortunate enough to win, then Sunday is obviously going to be a massive day again.
Absolutely. Coach Fannin, congrats on a great season already, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
That's BGSU women's soccer coach Matt Fannin. We'll take a break and talk men's basketball with Coach Huger next on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield, IMG College.
This football season, if you're looking for the best seats in the house, there's only one place to find them. Kick off your day and score big at Edgemont GMC, Perrysburg Auto Mall, and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green. Our Hall of Fame roster includes new Buick GMCs, Volkswagens, and Volvos, all backed with a low price guarantee. We'll beat the advertised price or give you 200% of the difference. We're going on offense and passing the savings along to you. Perrysburg Auto Mall and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green, the ultimate championship team. Stop in or shop online at perrysburgautomall.com.
Cancer is scary. That's why Wood County Hospital eases your fears with warm, supportive care and personal treatment from a trusted team of specialists. The hospital's Maurer Family Cancer Care Center offers the most advanced radiation therapy, including respiratory gating that actually targets your tumor as you breathe, all to give you the very best chance of a cure. Learn more at woodcountyhospital.org/cancer. Depend on us.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Football Edition. This is how you say, game tonight. Bring Bud Light. Fantasy fees are due. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light, crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Farmers and Merchants State Bank, it's always about you and us. You want to remodel or travel? F&M has a home equity line of credit. Now for a limited time, get a 3.5% intro APR for the first 6 months with no closing costs. With variable APRs after the intro period ranging from 5.5 to 8.375%. Learn more at fm.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS number 407535. Call 800-451-7843 for details.
Frickers, the home for fun food. 410 Spirits is ready to serve you lunch, dinner, and late night. Frickers is the home of everyday values. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday, it's all about that steak. About that steak. And Thursday, Frickers frickin' chicken chunks rule the day. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. And the kitchen is open late night to serve you for everyday values. And the home for fun food, sports, and spirits, it's Frickers.
Your Bowling Green Walmart Supercenter wants to be your home for all your game time needs. We have everything that you'll need, from hot dogs and hamburgers to grills to cook them up. We also have your pop-up canopies and camp chairs for those tailgating parties before and after the game. So come see us at your Bowling Green Walmart Supercenter. Proud sponsors of Falcon Athletics. Walmart. Save money. Live better.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com. This football season, if you're looking for the best seats in the house, there's only one place to find them. Kick off your day and score big at Edgemont GMC, Perrysburg Auto Mall, and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green. Our Hall of Fame roster includes new Buick GMCs, Volkswagens, and Volvos, all backed with a low price guarantee. We'll beat the advertised price or give you 200% of the difference. We're going on offense and passing the savings along to you. Perrysburg Auto Mall and Cronin Buick GMC of Bowling Green, the ultimate championship team. Stop in or shop online at perrysburgautomall.com.
Welcome back into Frickers on the Falcon Sports Radio Network. BGSU men's basketball will make its season debut tomorrow night as they host the Tiffin Dragons at 7 o'clock. Here to talk about it with us is head coach Michael Huger joining us
on the program. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. Thanks for coming out.
Well, coach, it's officially the season debut, but of course you and the guys have been at it for over a month now and had an exhibition game and a scrimmage, so a little bit of a body of work for you and your staff to chew on as far as getting ready for the season. The other night, you hosted Findlay in an exhibition game, and the Oilers are a top-notch program, and they came in here and gave you every bit of what you wanted and probably some more, but you came away with the win. Just your general thoughts on that performance on Wednesday.
Well, I was definitely disappointed in our defense, the way we defended. We got to do a much better job of being locked in and not necessarily playing against the opponent or playing the level of the opponent. We have to be able to take our level higher, and I didn't think we did a good job of that. They gave us a fight, and it's a very good team, very smart, well-coached, executed their plays, executed their game plan, and they had to get overtime in order to beat them. So a win is a win. When you learn a lesson in victory, it's always better than learning that lesson in defeat. So we were able to get after our defense the last couple days, and we should be ready for Tiffin.
Now, your team has a lot of known quantities. You return four starters, a lot of familiar names. You're going to mix in a few new guys as well. Just as an overview, style-wise, I think you probably want to remain very similar to what you had last year, but DiMaggio Wiggins isn't there, who was a pretty dominant post presence. So what will we notice stylistically that may be a little different?
We'll be more guard-oriented. We'll a little bit more on the perimeter, but we have some post play with Taylor Matos and Daquan Plowden. We have other guys that we could throw into the post, but Taylor has to take a big step for us, and he's done that so far. He's rebounding at a high clip, averaging about 8 or 9 rebounds a game. It's not quite the 10, 12 that DiMaggio was getting, but it's close enough that I'll take that. So I'm satisfied with what he's been doing right now, and now getting better on the low block and being more physical. So he'll do a great job there. But we still have the four guys on the perimeter. We still have two 1,000-point scorers in Dylan Fry and Justin Turner. So we still could fill it up a little bit with those guys, and been playing very well and doing a great job on the defensive end, although we didn't do a great job against Findlay. But we'll pick it back up.
Speaking of Justin Turner, many of the preseason magazines have tabbed him as the preseason conference player of the year, so he will obviously be a marked man as we get into the season. And he sort of was that last year, as I think most people would peg him in their scouting report as your top guy. But even this year, it's going to be on another level. He's going to face a challenge every night from every team, right?
He faced that same challenge last year. He was a marked man last year, and it'll be no different this year. I don't think they can double team him. It'll be hard to double team him, but you may have some teams that may try to double team, and then now he just has to make the right decision, and he's improved in his passing and his defense, defensive ability. So I think he's up for the challenge, and I think I'm expecting a big year from Justin Turner this year.
Well, you touched on the physical side of things. What about the other side, the intangible things, the leadership from Justin? I think he's always been a leader by example. He plays hard and he plays tough. Maybe this year he's got to maybe be a little more demonstrative with his guys. Is that something that we'll see?
He's already picked that up. I got a chance to get invited to some NBA camps over in May and did a great job. I had about five looks at NBA camps, and he came back with a lot of different tools. But the thing that changed the most, he had a chance to get invited to Chris Paul's basketball academy this summer, and that's where they take all of the top point guards that's returning to college over, and they take them down to Winston-Salem, and they work them out. And he came back with a new energy. He was talking like never before. I thought they did something to him, so we had to make sure that he was okay. But he came back, and he hasn't missed a beat since. So he's been probably our second most vocal guy on the team. We still have Caleb Fields and Dylan Fry, so we still have two guys that were probably more vocal. They just do it all the time and nonstop. But Justin is right up there with those guys now, so I'm happy for him.
Yeah, Justin's one of those guys. There was a commercial back in the day said when such and such talk, people listen.
Yes.
And I think Justin's one of those guys. If he's saying something, you know it's the truth and it's serious. Speaking of Dylan Frey, he's coming into his senior year, and again, he's a guy that's gotten plenty of attention from opposing scouts through his career, so that's going to be nothing new. But what's maybe, in your mind, a little bit better from Dylan this year, some improvement in coming into his final year?
The biggest thing with him now is his overall leadership. He's done a much better job of grabbing guys and putting them in the right spot and telling them where they need to go, what they need to do, where their rotations are. So he's done a great job there. But he's also gotten bigger. He's gotten stronger. He's able to absorb those hits and still finish around the basket. So Papp has done a great job with those guys. Allison Papafuse has done a great job with our guys of getting them bigger and stronger. So, you know, hats goes off to Allison for doing a fabulous job with our guys and just being physical and being able to rebound at a higher clip now and do the things that we need done. So I think Dylan's going to have a great year as well. He's only how many threes away from being the all-time leader?
Well, that's a good question. I don't have that in front of me, but he's well within striking distance of John Reimold. Yes.
Yes.
And I'm sure he's going to get that in due course. And that might begin tomorrow night when the Falcons host Tiffin, 7 o'clock game tomorrow. So we're on the air at 6:30 with our Medical Mutual pregame show. Coach Michael Huger with us here at Frickers. Another returning starter, Daquan Plowden. We have seen him sort of start to turn that corner. You know, his freshman year, he had the athletic ability that was off the charts to run and jump and be wreaking havoc in that way. But the second half of last year, we saw him mature a little bit offensively, become a better shooter, and be able to flow much better. And I think you're picturing him fitting into the offense much better and expanding that as a junior.
Yes, I definitely want him to expand on the offensive end. Defensively, he's a stud. Can guard multiple positions, 1 through 5, able to rebound at a high clip, knocking down the three. He came into his own, really, in the MAC tournament, was able to really play at a high level, got noticed by a lot of NBA scouts. A lot of teams started to call after that, and, you know, he was able to progress over the summer and improve on his ball handling and decision-making. So I'm expecting a big year from those guys you just mentioned, Daquan especially. I think he can go to the next level, and, you know, he's been much more consistent in practice and the way we've been playing in the last couple games. So I'm hoping to have a great year from him as well.
Also, the other night against Findlay, you didn't have Caleb Fields, another returning starter, and maybe folks tend to overlook Caleb's contributions because the stat sheet isn't necessarily large with things that he does, but his defense is so good, and the things that he does to allow the other guys to do what they do, I think, can be overlooked. But talk about Caleb now coming into this season.
Well, he will be missed. You know, he's our vocal leader, and he talks nonstop. I mean, the kid is like nonstop. So he does a great job on defense. He's picked up where Jeff Uju has left off. Jeff was our vocal leader last year, and you know, a lot of guys don't understand how important that is to have a guy directing traffic on the defensive end every game, and as well as offense. He's picked up his offensive game, does a much better job of scoring the ball, but still make the right decisions every single time. He makes the right plays, and he's our best defender. So when you're missing your best perimeter defender, you know, sometimes it's hard, it's difficult. Guys are kind of shocked because we don't hear the same echo when he's not on the court. Now, the one thing about him, if he's on the sideline, he's talking just as much, so he doesn't stop. He's nonstop, so he's in practice. You hear him in the back yelling. So he's great. He's great. And, you know, I'm expecting those guys, you know, to be double-digit scorers for us, to be exact. I think all four of those guys have the capability of being double-digit scorers for us this season.
Coach, you also return Marlon Sierra and Mike Laster, a couple of guys that joined you last year as junior college players and really did a great job of fitting in. You know, sometimes that takes longer than others, but those guys both found their niche. And you expect them to be much in the same role this year as they were last year?
They will be in the same role, coming off the bench and giving us that spark. They've done a great job. Marlon rebounds the ball extremely well. He's shooting the ball extremely well. He's in better shape, running the floor well, and he's probably the best passing big man we have. He can make passes that guards make, so he does a great job with his passes. And Mike is Mike. Mike come in, he plays hard, he drives me crazy sometimes, and you know, it's just what it is. But he does a great job of giving our team that spark that we need, and he knows what we need when he comes in off the bench, and he's able to deliver. So he does a fabulous job for us.
Yeah, case in point, the Buffalo game at Stroh Center last year, his energy and his playmaking was key to that huge victory. Coach, let's look ahead to tomorrow night. You take on Tiffin, the Dragons. You handled them last year. They opened with an exhibition game at IUPUI, played the Jaguars very tough, lost 81-77. Josh Williams, their top returning guy, I think scored 16 against you last year, had 14 against the Jags. Give us a quick scouting report on the Tiffin Dragons.
Play extremely fast. They want to score within the first 5 seconds of the shot clock. So they're looking to pass it up and get up a shot as fast as they possibly can. They run more of a motion offense where they run around, set screens, and try to free up their guards to go downhill. We got to do a great job of communicating on the defensive end. Defensively, it's a team man-to-man. They'll play pretty much 99% man. I haven't seen them play any zone. They'll pick up full court, so we got to be prepared for that and being able to break the full court press that they put on, and we got to attack them. We got to be willing to attack and sharing the ball. We got to do a great job of sharing the ball and move the defense, and I think we'll be successful.
Coach, we're looking forward to hopefully a very memorable and outstanding season. It begins tomorrow night. We appreciate you coming here to Frickers. Good luck against the Dragons.
Thank you very much. Thank you guys for coming out.
BGSU men's basketball coach Michael Huger. We'll wrap up the show when we come back on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Frickers, the home for fun food. 410 Spirits is ready to serve you lunch, dinner, and late night. Frickers is the home of everyday values. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday, it's all about that steak. And Thursday, Frickers frickin' chicken chunks rule the day. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. And the kitchen is open late night to serve you for everyday values. And the home for fun food, sports, and spirits, it's Frickers.
Think Thayer in Bowling Green.
Where can you find Fords, Chevys, Toyotas, Nissans, and Hondas all at one place with the best price guaranteed? Just 8 miles south of Perrysburg at the Thayer Family Dealerships. Stop in and see our brand new Toyota, Chevy, and Honda stores located on Main Street in Bowling Green. Or click on ThayerBG.com.
Think Thayer, come on, let's get rolling.
Cancer is scary. That's why Wood County Hospital eases your fears with warm, supportive care and personal treatment from a trusted team of specialists. The hospital's Maurer Family Cancer Care Center offers the most advanced radiation therapy, including respiratory gating that actually targets your tumor as you breathe, all to give you the very best chance of a cure. Learn more at woodcountyhospital.org/cancer. Depend on us.
Share a smile this season with favorites from Big B Coffee, like a peppermint stick mocha latte, hot, iced, or frozen. Hurry in today.
It's time to be.
B Coffee, located at 215 East Worcester Street in the Market Square Plaza, and online at BigB.com. And remember, it isn't Big B without BG.
Falcon Outfitters is BGSU's official campus store. We are the place to find all of your BGSU gear and more. Show your Falcon pride with a wide variety of apparel and novelty items. We have supplies for classes and Zigabyte to cover your technology needs. From application to graduation, Falcon Outfitters is here to help with all of your student needs. Save 20% off regularly priced apparel purchases every Friday through spring semester, in-store or online, with promo code Falcon Friday. Shop online at falconoutfitter.com, where we have everything from I to Ziggy.
For over 100 years, iron workers have been building America. Do you have what it takes to be an iron worker? Do you like to work with your hands? Do you like to be creative and solve problems? Do you like to be outdoors and don't mind getting dirty? With starting pay of $18 an hour and with medical and retirement benefits, there are iron worker jobs available in Northwest Ohio. To take your career to new heights, call the Iron Workers Local 55 Training Center at 419-382-3080. And build a better future.
Let's get
Jets.
At Jets, we don't just do it right, we do it better. Like dough and sauce made fresh daily, hand-cut vegetables, and all-natural premium mozzarella cheese. It makes us better. Get the Ziggy Special, a four-corner pizza with premium mozzarella and one topping for just $4.99. It takes more work, but we think our pizza speaks for itself. Jets. Better because it has to be.
Life is short. Eat better pizza. Let's get Jets.
Hi, I'm Mark Remus, broker with AA Green Realty. Since 1976, homeowners throughout Bowling Green and all of Wood County have placed their trust in AA Green Realty when buying, selling, or building their homes. Customer loyalty, aggressive marketing, and expert personnel continue to be the cornerstones of our success. Stop by our office at 1045 North Main Street in Bowling Green or visit our website at aagreen.com to find out why AA Green Realty has quietly become the area's real estate leader.
Back here at Frickers to wrap up the program. Again, a reminder, no show next week because we'll have men's basketball, which is also our next port of call. Tomorrow night, the BGSU men's basketball team officially tips off the season as they will take on the Tiffin Dragons. A 7 o'clock tip at Stroh Center, so we'll have the Medical Mutual pregame show at 6:30 tomorrow night from Stroh Center. And then the Falcons will hit the road. They'll play at LSU next Friday, and then a week from tonight they will be playing the Jacksonville Dolphins, and that's why we will not have a coach's show next week. BGSU football, a week from Wednesday, their next action, they'll visit the Miami Redhawks for an 8 o'clock kickoff. But we're back on the air tomorrow night from Stroh Center with BG men's basketball with the Tiffin Dragons tip-off at 7 o'clock. Until then, this is Todd Walker from Frickers saying, I Ziggy Zumba.
On the Falcons Sports Network, the Falcons Nest Coaches Show has been brought to you by Bigby Coffee. It isn't Bigby without BG. Falcon Outfitters, everything from I to Ziggy. Medical Mutual, official health insurer of the Falcons and you. MedMutual.com. Thayer Family Dealerships, five great franchises, one great dealership. Farmers and Merchants State Bank, your bank for life. Also brought to you in part by The Hubbard Company. One call, one source, one solution. Perrysburg Auto Mall. If your vehicle doesn't say Perrysburg Auto Mall on the back, you pay too much. Wood County Hospital, the official hospital of Bowling Green Athletics. And by Frickers, the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Falcons Sports Network.